Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Blossom Sisters by Fern Michaels, performed by Jeff Crawford.
Chapter 1. Gus Hollister couldn't remember when he'd been so tired as he closed and locked the doors of his CPA firm. Well, yes, actually, he could remember. It was last year at exactly the same time, April 16th, the last day of that year's tax season. Not that it was totally over. He still had tons of stuff to do, extensions to file. But he'd made his deadline. All clients had their records, and he was going home. If only it were to a home-cooked meal and several glasses of good wine. Like that was really going to happen. But he was simply too tired to care whether he ate or not. Instead of taking the elevator, Gus trudged down the three flights of stairs and out to the small parking lot. Exercise these days was wherever he could find it. He winced at the lemon-yellow Volkswagen Beetle that was his transportation for the day. His wife had taken his Porsche, and he was stuck with this tin can. If only he were a contortionist, which he wasn't. Gus clicked the remote and opened the door. After tossing his heavy briefcase on the passenger side seat, he struggled to get his 6-foot-4-inch frame into the small car. He hated this car. Really hated it. He inserted the key in the ignition, then lowered the windows and stared out at the dark night. An anxiousness, which had nothing to do with taxes and the long days and nights he'd been putting in, settling between his shoulders. For some reason, he didn't think it would be so dark. But then he remembered that they had turned the clocks ahead a few weeks back. Regardless, it wasn't supposed to be dark at 8:30 at night, was it? But he couldn't bring himself to care about that either. He was almost too tired to turn the key in the ignition, so he just sat for a moment, looking out across the small parking lot to the building his grandmother had helped him buy. A really good investment, she'd said, and she was right. He rented out the 2 top floors to other businessmen, and the rent money he received covered the mortgage and gave him a few $100 toward his cash flow every month. He owed everything he had in life to his feisty grandmother, Rose. Everything. And they were estranged at this point in time because of his wife, Elaine. He wanted to cry at the turn his life had taken in the last year. He banged the steering wheel just to vent before he started the Beetle, put it in gear, and roared out of the parking lot at 40 miles an hour. 35 minutes later...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?